Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion for this Wednesday morning, the 6th of February, better known as the day after the State of the Union address. We have a lot to talk about. We will we'll go over the speech and figure out what was said and what wasn't said and how it went over and the Democratic response and all that good stuff. We have a wonderful panel to do that with, and we're also going to talk to you a little bit about the lockbox as well, which continues to march on.
And amaze us.
March on wonderfully and amaze us indeed. So we will talk about that in just a second. Let me introduce everybody, get them in the fold here. Terry Gibson is here, a former New York State Senator, SUNY New Paltz Communications Professor, and our good friend. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me here.
Very nice to have you as always. Jen Smith is here as well, an award-winning Berkshire Eagle reporter, and we are thrilled to have you. Good morning.
Thank you. Very, very good morning to you all. It's nice to have the gang all back together. Terry and I are in the same place at the same
time.
That's
good. It's the way it should be. Alan Chartok is here as well. And good morning, Alan.
Well, I think it's good. You know, I go to bed at 7.
Correct.
Every night. Because and my four-year-old grandson, when he's staying with us, can't believe I go to bed before he does. but I get up, you know, by 3:30. But this morning, I knew that I had to catch up on the State of the Union address, and I got up at 2, and it was wicked. And I'm still sort of doing that. And then I, to fortify myself, I bought myself some Polar Seltzer, but they didn't have the free, stuff free of flavors. So they had seltzer with lime in it.
No.
It's zero calories, but it is so bad that it tastes like you're drinking, you know, hair tonic. I just thought I'd mention that apropos of nothing.
Yeah, my mother used to say it tasted like a bathroom cleanser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which one is worse, the hair tonic soda or the State of the Union?
Way down the gauntlet. Yeah, wow. All right, Terry, right to it.
Very well put.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Let's first set the table regarding the fund drive, which starts on Monday, February 11th at 6 a.m. And the lockbox, as Alan indicated just a moment ago, continues to amaze us. I think
it has a life of its own.
And we were saying just a few days ago that we've never had a lockbox over 500,000 or 550, and now right now in the lockbox we have $661,467, which is just insane.
It tells you a great deal about how people value the radio station. I mean, that's how I value it. I mean, I just know that there's nothing like WAMC. And when I meet you all on the street, you say the same thing. There's nothing like it. So so people are really stepping up, putting their money where their mouths are. You know, there were a lot of talk when they started limiting the amount of money you could deduct on your taxes, which is, of course, not true if you're itemizing for charitable giving. But it turns out that we had no worries. People value this radio station, especially now more than ever. And, it's just coming pouring in. We are so grateful to everybody who has done something because it's not easy.
Now, I think we're not telling tales out of school when we say that we would like the drive to be as short as possible. One of the downsides to the drive is we do take over and we take away the programs like Morning Edition and the Roundtable and the panel and all things considered. So we're trying to limit that to as much as possible. And the more we raise on the front end, we don't have to do actually during the drive.
You know, Joe, I think there's a good chance we could do this in a day. A single day.
One day, which is really amazing. You don't need to hear us all talking about it, but if you get a couple of old-timer WAMCers in Alan's office, then we'll talk about the days when it was 14, 15
days, people clutching each other in the halls, holding on
there
to
cots.
Each other.
That's what I remember. Like one of my first came in, like cots, sort of like we're just living here. It was like a hostage situation. It was really.
So, and by the way, it wasn't $1 million. It was 300,000, 150,000.
150 when I first started. Yeah.
Amazing.
It really is incredible. So here we are. Well, a long way of saying to make that also, we have an amazing opportunity this morning. We have, I said this yesterday, I'll say it again today. We've been doing these little mini drives during the fund drive or during the during the roundtable and during the panel, and we have not missed a goal yet. So don't screw up our record, okay? So we are looking, if we make $25,000, we'll be at $685,000 in the entire lockbox, which is stunning. We have two.
How much did you say there will be?
There'll be $685,000.
Wow.
So that's really very cool. So the we have two things.
And the Goldberg Foundation, who are very, very interested, by the way, in Alzheimer's disease. They've given us money. They've been very concerned about our reporting on Alzheimer's, and they've encouraged us to go forward. And I don't think anybody does what we do. It's been fantastic. And they say $5,000, and they were listening to what everybody else was saying they want. And they said $25,000, which is fine. If they had said $30,000, that's what we would have done. I want to point out to everybody who's listening, Joe, that there may be those who don't understand that we never, ever have never made one of these up. If they come in, we are delighted. We are happy with them. But it is so serendipitous, and it is so important. And, you know, one day some guy said, "You make those up, don't you?" And I almost got angry. You know, I love the Chartok twins.
Instead, you just got annoyed.
Instead, I just got annoyed. Because when you punch somebody when you're 10, it's different when you punch somebody when you're 77. So, you know what I mean? So there you are. And anyway, the Goldberg Foundation, $5,000 if we can do this show.
All right. And so as if that were not reason enough, you'll remember the last couple of days we've been talking about our diaper drive. And you have come out. We had 400 opportunities, and I believe they are all gone. And we thank you very, very much. Today we're going to talk about homelessness and Joseph's House and shelter in Troy, New York. For a $100 pledge to WAMC, that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for a night. The Fox Foundation donation will allow three homeless individuals to get a home for a night, including a warm and safe place to sleep, three meals, access to personal care, access, and this is really a key, access to medical and dental care, legal services, and other support services to help them stay off the street. So you're helping three homeless people with a $100 donation to WAMC. The money comes to WAMC. That triggers the Fox Foundation to make the money available in your name to Joseph's House and shelter. We're going to be talking with the folks from Joseph's House at 10:30 about the great work that they do. But we have 250 opportunities to help people. Why we should use every one of those this morning.
I just wanted a little clarification here, I've asked you and you've told me. Joseph's House is not a religious institution.
No, is not St. Joseph's like the baby aspirin. Yeah, it is right. Joseph's House and shelter, and it was born in 1982 as a way to address the needs of Troy's increasing homeless community, and it has grown in size and in mission and
geography.
From people all over the serving 958 homeless or formerly homeless individuals throughout their programs last year.
You can imagine being out in the cold in that sub-zero weather the other day.
It was cold this morning, and you just think of.
But it wasn't 10 degrees below zero. It wasn't 18 below zero. Yeah.
And it's very important, and we'll talk to Kevin about this. But they offer non-judgmental services and giving each guest dignity and worth, and they're recognized and respected. They do beautiful work. They've been recognized across the country.
Yeah, but for the grace of God, go we. Every one of us can be in that position.
That's right. You can be the saint in this equation. So $100, the money comes to WAMC. And see how this all works out? You get the $100 comes to us. If we get 250 people to do it, then we get the $5,000 from the Goldberg Foundation, and all's right with the world.
Well, a lot is right with the world.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get to why the rest of the world isn't good in a second. But anyway, 1-800-323-9262. You can also do it online, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. WAMC.org. It's easy to remember. Just remember WAMC. You remember that name, WAMC. And then you remember just a little dot, a little speck, and an org. And that's WAMC.org.
Little speck.
A little speck. So get going. Let's do it. We'll make it happen. As I said, not to put pressure on all of you, but we have done it every I think this is our fifth or sixth, and we have made every goal this week. We don't want to screw it up. All right.
No, we don't.
1-800-323-9262. And with the and I just would like to say, and then with the challenge, that brings us almost it brings us to $690,000.
Wow.
So just keep that in mind. Okay, so
it's possible there would be no fun drive, by the way.
1-800-323.
I would find that a complete disappointment.
No, I want there to be a fun drive.
Yeah, me too. Okay. At least one day.
Yeah, just a day of fun.
Yeah.
As Alan always says, bring out the volleyball for at least a day.
Yeah. Get out the mattresses. Camp Bronx House.
Which I didn't know was in Copic. Okay. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to the Goldberg Foundation for challenging us this morning. Thanks to Joseph's House in Troy. We'll be talking to Kevin O'Connor a little bit later about their great services. But whatever you can do right now is much appreciated. I'll get the calculator started here, and we'll get going. 1-800-323-9262. And remember, for every $100 you're saving, you're helping three people for a night. So if you want to help three people for three nights, you can do $300, or five nights would be $500. You see how that works. And people are always very generous in these situations, and we know you will be this morning as well. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right, now for the buzzkill. Let's talk about the State of the Union Address. The President of the United States spoke yesterday seeking unity. While, or was he? I don't know. It's your decision. That was the tone of the speech, we were told, that the president was seeking unity while depicting ruin, is the headline in the Washington Post. He confronted a split Congress for the first time Tuesday night by delivering a dissonant State of the Union address, interspersing uplifting messages to bipartisan compromise with chilling depictions of murder and ruin, calling the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border an urgent national crisis. Trump again called on Congress to approve construction of his long-promised wall and argued that without the physical barrier, working-class Americans would lose their jobs and grapple with dangerous crime and overcrowded schools and hospitals. Alan, you want to start?
Well, I'll tell you. I find that the New York Times headline on their editorial this morning was exactly right, and that is he's the divider. That's what he does. Even when he says he's not a divider, he is a divider. That's his mission in life. That's how he gets over. That's how he thinks he succeeds. That's how he thinks he got elected. He is truly one of the most obnoxious individuals I have ever, you know, heard or laid eyes on.
And tell it like it is, Alan.
Well, you know, I mean, I have to hold on to my arm when sitting in front of the television. So because it's just awful. It is to me, the idea that he's reaching out. My favorite part in the speech, of course, yesterday were the women in white standing up and giving each other high fives. And he didn't mean that to happen. And he said so. He was so nonplussed. He said, that wasn't supposed to happen. You know, he said there were more. He was trying to take credit for more women being elected to Congress. What? They got elected all right because of you, but not because you were trying to help them. But in any case, it was the same old, same old. It was, you know, it was the wall. It was the ridiculous attacks on immigrants. It was the same kind of jingoism we have come to expect from this guy, and it hasn't changed. Terry, over to you.
I think it was a campaign speech. I think you're right. Nothing new came out of this, except for the fact that I think we saw what his presidential campaign will be about. He rolled out the issues that he's going to be talking about. He's decided that this is the issues that his base will respond to. And he's just hammering home on things that only matter to a limited number of people in this country, but he thinks it's enough to get him reelected. And I hope he's wrong. What struck me about it is the lack of what what was not talked about. That you mentioned homelessness today. That wasn't talked about. The education system and how much it's lacking wasn't really talked about. The infrastructure needs that we have across the country and here in New York State was not talked about. It always goes back to the border, the border, the border. And while everyone agrees to some degree that that needs to be addressed in some capacity, there is more going on in our country than just what's happening at the border. And I don't see a president talking about that, and it disturbs me.
I was kind of joking in my head in that there the two similarities between the State of the Union and the Super Bowl on Sunday was that they're both long and uneventful and boring in regards that there are a lot of similar plays that happened that took place, a lot of the same players that you looked at, not a terrible amount of substance and not, you know, any gigantic wins or gains. I think if you take a step further, it was really interesting to see if you take a few steps out, what the speech means in the context of everything. Just from, again, at the beginning of his campaign, we argued in the media that we are giving him so much time, and here we gave him so much platform to talk about what was discussed.
I'm going to pause you there. We'll continue our conversation when we come back. We just have a quick break. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We're in the 21,000 Z's right now. Help Joseph's House, help a homeless person, WAMC.org. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok is here, Jen Smith, Terry Gibson. It is nice to have the gang together. We are talking about the State of the Union address. We welcome your comments, panel at WAMC.org. Let me just bring you up to date of where we are in the lockbox. We started out needing $25,000. We're now down to needing $21,000. We have an hour to do it in. Okay, 56 minutes. But who's counting, right?
How are we doing there, Joe? Say that again.
So $21,000 is what we need.
Wow.
To get a $5,000 challenge from the Goldberg Foundation. A reminder that for each $100 pledge to WAMC, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation will make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House emergency shelter for one night. So you're helping three homeless people for one night shelter with your $100 donation to WAMC. The money comes to us, but that triggers the Fox Foundation to give the money to Joseph's House to make that possible, something that wouldn't happen otherwise. So please, whatever you can do right now, we have until 10:30 to do this. We will get $5,000 on top of it. We'll get to almost $690,000 in the lockbox, but everything has to come together. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, also WAMC.org, WAMC.org, and we have to do it.
Okay, so Russ has written, Joe, and said, walling out the future. The Republican standard bearer has now nailed down the last plank of his party's platform by scapegoating immigrants for wage stagflation. And it polls fairly well. Progress in addressing the increasing inequity in our economy has now been effectively walled out for the remainder of this presidency, and that's Russ from Menands.
All right.
Okay, very good. And then we heard from Joan, who said, roundtable comment. It would be hard to thoroughly respond to the many dangerous forms of ignorance displayed by our latest resident select in the White House, so I'll select one with which I am familiar. Mr. Let Them Eat Cake Trump bragged about lifting a number of folks off food stamps. That's not so hard to do. I have only my Social Security stipend for regular income. My eligibility for food stamps was recently reevaluated and denied because it was discovered that my allotment, which is under $1,000 a month, was $1 too high to qualify. $1 too high to qualify. Whoa. The allowance is a bit less than $900. Now I will have to be even more careful how I spend that dollar. Perhaps in support of infrastructure, I will probably invest it in support of a Democratic candidate. Thanks for your diligent reportage and commentary. And that's from name withheld, although there are lots of Jones. I'm sorry. Okay. And so... we also heard from Bill, who says, ever since the Reagan Good Sunny Morning Panel. Ever since Reagan, State of Union addresses have become more staged productions of decreasing governing significance and increasing propaganda purposes for the incumbent. Why perpetuate these expensive campaign events anymore? All that is required is an annual report to Congress. Yesterday's speech was 0% report and 100% rally rhetoric. Let's abolish the whole sham, cease the joint session rigmarole, and demand a formal, predictably formatted report. We'd all be better served. And Bill was a retired captain in the U.S. Navy.
You know, I do think he has a point.
Absolutely, Bill. I'm with you.
I think, you know, this is a president that we hear from every day, if not two or three times a day through Twitter, in his own words. Just, you know, his own words coming
sometimes
right out.
Sometimes during executive time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And 60% of his time.
So then to have this period where he comes before the camera with a script that has been written by someone else, I agree with your writer. It's becoming sort of absurd. Is it really necessary anymore? It is a campaign propaganda speech.
And it's about what the substance is. And I think if any of us were requesting a report on our organization and how it's doing, we would look at the numbers. We would look at the populations.
You would
look at more details instead of just, having this, what I consider almost a filibuster to, you know, what's actually going on.
Terry and I were talking about this just before the show, but mm-hmm. you know, how well written was that speech? I mean, it seemed very erratic
and very badly delivered.
Yeah,
it really was badly delivered.
But even when you read it, it's sort of all over the place. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, it was a strange tone too, because he was almost whispering in places, and it was sort of defying
of odd placement and odd transitions in that speech, and which, you know, even if any of us were reading it, I think we would have a little hard time with it. But the interjections of these great heroes, which had nothing to do with really current policy or politics, it was great to see some of the people who were talked about because they should be talked about and what they're going through. But again, it sort of detracted. And again, sort of these historic interjections was a little awkward as well.
You know, there's another point to this. I made it on my early commentary this morning that I suspect I'm right about, but I can't absolutely be sure. There was a poll, pardon me, there was a poll that showed something like 76%, quick and dirty poll overnight, approved of the speech. Let me just...
of that lime hair tonic.
But
what I thought, I'm sorry, Joe. What I thought about that was, it's like Fox News. Who watches Fox News?
Right.
The people who agree with Fox. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't watch Fox News? The rest of us, or many of us. There'll be somebody who writes in and says, "Well, I'll trade both such." But most people don't, and therefore who are not Foxists. So I'm fascinated by this and wondering whether or not the people who respond and say, "Yeah, I saw the speech and yeah, I approve of it," weren't the people who are naturally watching it because they like the guy and therefore they approve of him and they're going to approve of the speech.
Well, and it's all about, again, even before the break, I was talking about the matter of equal time. And again, you had Trump, who had 90 minutes of speech, and then you had the three kind of more mainstream rebuttals from, you know, Becerra, Sanders, and Abrams, which maybe amounted to barely 90 minutes afterwards. And even listening to NPR this morning, you heard nothing about the reporting of any of the substance of the rebuttals. So, you know, I think this generates a problem of getting information to the people about what was really the state of the union.
Well, you know, I'm not sure you're right.
Bring it on, Alan.
Yeah. The reason, I don't want to appear to be dissonant. However, I was watching.
Can I give the phone number real quick?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
How we doing?
We are just over 20,000, so we're almost in the 19,000s.
Wow,
$20,311.
Whoa, it's going good.
Okay,
it's going good. So I think I had a point.
Yeah, your point was challenging what Jim
yeah,
was
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, because I think what happened was that I think that the Morning Joes and the CNNs and the rest of them had a lot about what Stacey Abrams had to say, which was interesting because I think that they – and I'm sure that they are being called to task for that. By the people who don't like Stacey Abrams or the Democratic message. But I thought that they did give her an awful lot of time. And I was wondering whether or not the choice of Ms. Abrams, who, after all, was an unsuccessful candidate, but just by a little, for governor of her state. And so one wonders what the thinking was to offer her that eminent position. Well, one thing could be, the fact that she's black. And black voters, I believe, were the deciding reason that Barack Obama became the president of the United States. So you want that constituency. You want to make sure that it sticks with you and it's there. She also comes from a red state, Georgia.
Right.
And so the idea that that when she came so close in Georgia and is now thinking about running for senator from that state, came so close, nobody thought she could, but she almost did. Now maybe, just maybe, this is the push that she needs to get over to get another Democratic senator in a year when, believe me, that Senate is going to be very contentious for whether it goes Democratic or Republican. So, and she's incredibly articulate. So you have all of those things folded together. And I suspect that's why she was there.
Well, the one thing I was glad to see, we have to take a break, but one of the things I was glad to see was that when the president had his Oval Office speech talking about the national emergency at the wall a couple of weeks ago, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer did the rebuttal, and it was horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just very difficult to watch. It didn't look good. It was clumsy. Well, thank God that they seemed to get their act together last night in the rebuttal. It looked good. It was staged well. They had her in front of an audience. People were responding to it. It was well lit. The whole thing didn't look awkward, which good for them for being able to do that.
Very quickly, because I know we have to take a break, but I think I don't agree with you. I'm not sure. Respectfully, Joe, because I respect nobody more than you. But I think I don't agree with you in that. The rebuttal, Republican or Democratic, will never be the pomp and circumstance
of
coming
course not.
In and
no,
applauding. They applaud. They think they're applauding. They're not applauding him. They're applauding the institution, the presidency, right?
Well, I think also one of the reasons that she was chosen, Stacey Abrams, is that she is an individual that many, many people in America can connect with. Her story, her personal story, is one of really working from the very grassroots to build a career, to really build a name for herself and to get involved at the very basic levels of government. And she is really a self-made woman.
Yes, and one last thing, if I can interrupt for just a second, and that is, because I never have enough to say here, an opportunity, but one other thing is that she did. She is putting out a message, in many ways, of people who are really disenfranchised. Okay, so Chuck Schumer comes on Morning Joe this morning, and what's he talking about besides sports? He makes the point that she's a great aspiration for the middle class in America. Because the last thing the Democrats need is to eschew the middle class, because those are the voters who are going to make the difference. And if it's the Democrats are perceived as being, just for poor people or people who have nothing, they won't win.
I think it's beyond just the middle class. I think it's about having representatives that are seen as sincere, that are seen as honest, that are seen as relatable, that are seen as real, because that is the great contrast we have to the person in the White House right now.
Yeah. Okay, so we have we're going to come back. We have letters, and we'll get to those in just a minute before we
come
back from the break. Well, so we have $19,993 to go. So
Wow.
There's that. That's to get to the $5,000 challenge. Don't forget, for each $100 pledge to WAMC right now, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation will make it possible for 3 homeless people to stay at Joseph's House emergency shelter for one night. And that allows the individuals to get a home for the night, a warm and safe place to sleep, 3 meals, access to personal care, access to medical and dental care, legal services, and other support services to help them stay off the street. So we ask you, we are helping the homeless this morning. We are stocking the lockbox, and we're talking about very important topics. 1-800-32, and we have a $5,000 challenge that we can't lose. Who can lose $5,000? You can't lose that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Operators are standing by.
Lewis Aluminum.
1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. All right, we have 40 minutes to do this. 40 minutes to make just under $20,000. $19,900 to get a $5,000 challenge. And
by the way, we've lost these. I just want to make it clear to people that we have lost these.
Oh God,
it would be a terrible thing.
Many.
But you know, we want to make it. We want everybody to understand that there's so much going on here. Our concern for what's happening in politics, but also for people who will go to Joseph's House and get, I always forget, they get medical attention and they get meals and all the other stuff in addition if they get put up. And that is really an incredible service. And Seymour Fox, by the way, from the Fox Foundation, this was one of his most important concerns. Joe, isn't that right?
That's right. Both helping homeless and helping those in, that were food insecure. And the foundation is doing a beautiful job with that. And we've partnered with them for a long time and we're thrilled to do it. So we have, so basically we need 90 people. Is that right?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay. I think I have to up that number. But I'm trying to do math in my head.
Well, all I know is the political scientist. And when I was working on my PhD back in the day, way there, my entire department at Rutgers all turned into numbers people. You know, they didn't care about so many of them didn't care about, you know, the human dimension of all of this. And so they were always talking about, you know, how many rats in a room, I don't know, what you do.
You were a state senator. How many rats in a room, Terry?
Well, it depends on the size of the room.
Fortunately, that has now passed. I was trying to fight the good fight back in the day. Okay, and then we've heard from Catherine.
I'm sorry, Alan, 197. 197 people is what we need. We need $19,711 to get the $5,000 challenge. Every $100, for the $100 pledge to WAMC, Seymour Fox Foundation will make it possible for 3 homeless people to stay at Joseph's House emergency shelter for one night.
Okay. Esteemed panel, 2 things stood out for me about the president's speech. He spent a lot of time extolling the heroes, and truly they are heroes, who fought in World War II. Parenthesis. So sad, capital letters, that his bone spurs kept him from serving his country. Well, it wasn't during World War II. He was still younger than that. And saying how America saved the world in dark times. And then he goes on to lay out his isolationist views, that America should be for America first and the hell with the rest of the world. And no mention of climate change, which is the real emergency cluster fudge looming for us all. And that's from Catherine in Kingston.
No climate change.
So Joe had
education.
Joe had his hand over the red button.
Yeah. I knew Alan wouldn't do it. But yeah.
William said, America disagrees with the Panem Sotu speech. P-A-N-E-L-M. Somebody help me with that? Panem Sotu speech. Okay. According to the CBS poll, not a conservative outlet, the vast majority disagree with your panning of the Sotu. I said that. Since 2016, the panels at WMC have
State of the Union. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2016, the panels at WMC have embraced the default position. I hate everything Trump does. You may find yourselves contradicting your own values when the president does something you actually agree on. In other words, reforms at the VA and criminal justice system. Polls on the Sotu speech, State of the Union, 76 approved, 24 disapproved. I did speak to that, William, Perhaps you weren't listening. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you might want to consider one of those removal of earwax things that you put in your ear, because we did talk about that. In other words, William, take it back. And then Robin says, choosing Abrams. She was chosen because she didn't lose. She was cheated by shameless foul play, and she did not concede. That's the attitude we need to show Trump for similar reasons. And that's from Robin. And then Linda says, national emergency. Asking my question again, please comment. If President Trump declares a national emergency and misappropriates dedicated funds from other parts of the government, in other words, the military, et cetera, would this be malfeasance of office and new grounds for impeachment? Please discuss this. I would love to hear you take on the possibility. And that's hopeful from Linda. Linda, we've talked about this kind of thing. No, I don't think it would do it. And Terry?
I mean, it's legal. It becomes a legal issue. Yeah. It'll go to the courts.
Well, I think it's clear that several states will be taking him to court over this if he decides to do it. And it'll be fought out in the courts. The impeachment route, I think, is really questionable because there are the president does have a right to declare an emergency. I think that's going to have to be debated amongst legal scholars. But I think that if we have to rely on that for impeachment, we're in a bad place. I think we'll have plenty of other things to pick from. Before. Yeah.
Joe, how much?
$185,000 is what we need. No, that's wrong. $18,500 is what we need.
We're going to lose the five.
We have $5,000 from the Goldberg Foundation in Albany, New York.
And we will lose it.
Unless we make the money, and we make $18,500 in the next 35 minutes. We did that yesterday. We can certainly do it. Alan, what did you say? $1,000 a minute.
$1,000 a minute. We know that if we get $1,000 a minute, we do
it. So right now we have a cushion, but again, don't screw it up. So 1-800-323-9262. It is to get our lockbox almost to $690,000. It will get our lockbox to $690,000.
And a
$100 pledge to WAMC. The Fox Foundation will make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night. I do promise you at 10:30 we will talk to Kevin O'Connor about the great work they do, and you'll get a better sense of what's going on. But it allows three homeless individuals to get a home for a night, including a warm and safe place to sleep, three meals, access to personal care, access to medical and dental care, legal services, and other support services to help them stay off the street. We are $18,400 away from getting to the goal, but also think of this as 184 people that you can help. 184 opportunities to help three people, actually, to have a place to sleep.
And Dave has written a clear critical letter on the State of the Union panel. What so to address were you listening to? Are you only in support of infanticide, socialism, and taxes? There are many facets of the speech where Americans all kind would benefit. Best regards.
I agree. I think, you know, one of the things we did hear in the speech, which is something that the president has done that can favor everyone, is the First Step Act, and it's the criminal justice, some of the reforms there. There's also plenty that we didn't hear in the speech. Again, I cover education news, and there's a lot of issues that are involved with the education system that are greatly impacting our society. We heard nothing on student loan debt.
Nothing,
and how much that has wrecked people's lives. I was at a community college yesterday where there were flyers on the wall for food pantries. Why that wasn't addressed in part of the State of the Union, not to mention the facilities, look around our region, the climate, so many things. And so many of the issues that we're dealing with now start really early on. And there was nothing about early interventions, early childhood. There was also some progress was made, but again, a lot was left out.
And the single biggest thing that's really threatening our country right now in the world is climate change and the lack of access to clean water, the lack of access to safe housing. These things were not mentioned.
Well, access to so many things, too. Again, we heard, one of the things that was brought up was the fight against AIDS. And while society definitely has made some progress, what about the access to equitable health care, making sure that there's still a lot of workforce discrimination against people who have AIDS, against the LGBT community, against people of different colors and genders. So we still have miles and miles and miles to go.
$17,561.
Hurry up, everybody. Let's go. Denise says, the State of the Union, good morning panel, the prevaricator in chief said not one word about Puerto Rico, which is, you made this just, you came tangentially close to this as you just talked to Jen, which is part of the union. His administration's policies continue and compound the distress on the island. Denise and Saugerties.
Not only not about Puerto Rico, here's another thing that really bothered me that wasn't talked about. You know, I think towards the end of the speech, he was talking about the great natural resources and the beautiful beaches of California and the volcanoes in Hawaii. What about responding to all the natural disasters we've had? Aid that still hasn't been returned to communities that are desperate to rebuild.
It's been reduced.
Yes, exactly. None of that was mentioned in the speech at all.
$17,246.
Oh, boy. Let's go. We only have 31 minutes to do it in. Dear panel, Trump is so disturbing, divisive, and constantly saying that and doing outrageous things that his insane red meat remark that doctors are, quote, executing newborn babies have seemingly flown completely under the radar. I've heard it mentioned a number of times. Didn't anybody notice that other than his fanatical followers? Thank you. And that's from Nancy. And Joe, how close are we now?
We have $16,811 to go. We have to take a break. Ray is going to do news, but that gives you an opportunity also to go and listen to Ray do the news and to check out your computer and go to WAMC.org and help the lockbox and also
use the restroom.
Well, that too. You could do all three, actually, I guess. Ray, how do you feel about that?
You do you, Ray.
$100 to WAMC. The money comes to us. That triggers the Seymour Fox Foundation to make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night. So you help this radio station, you help the homeless, and you do a very, very good thing in just one phone call or one visit to WAMC.org. The phone number 1-800-323-9262. $16,500 to go.
WAMC.org. Operators are standing by.
We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable to our panel discussion this morning. Alan Chartog is here, Jen Smith and Terry Gibson, and we're talking about the State of the Union address. We're going to go to your letters in a second, and then we'll move on to some other topics. We've got some cool things to talk about.
How much?
We have $13,946 to go to get a $5,000 challenge. Don't forget, we're doing this to get to the $690,000 point in the lockbox. Not only that.
We're going to go in with $700,000 into the fund drive, at least.
Good Lord.
Maybe we'll end the fund drive. I don't know.
Who knows? It's sort of taking on a life of its own, isn't it? So
it is.
If do what you can, 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Let me not bury the lead, however, and say that each $100 pledge to WAMC, that comes to us. That triggers the Fox Foundation to make it possible for three homeless people to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night. So, premiums. We have wonderful premiums. We have hats. We have gloves. We have T-shirts. We have all kinds of things.
Go to the drop-down menu. Anything.
You
pick what
pick
you want.
Pick whatever you want.
You want a piece of meat? Give you a piece of meat. You want a piece of fish? Give you a piece of fish.
Cake? Whatever. So, it's a running game.
It's an old joke.
It's a running game.
There was a guy in Great Barrington.
I'll be ordering something. Don't worry.
He said, what do you want to, what do you want to eat? And I said, what do you want to eat? He said, what do you got? What do you want? A piece of fish? We'll give you a piece of fish. Want a piece of meat? We'll give you a piece of meat. That's what he said. I just quote him.
So you can go to the drop-down menu. You can pick whatever you want, your meat, your fish, your cake. And then, but if one of the things you want to do is help the homeless, you can. And
it's amazing how many people do.
And that is amazing. And as I said at the beginning, we had, I think we had 250 opportunities to help three people. Your opportunity to help three people for one night of services at Joseph's House. And now, right now, and I'm going to do this right as I talk to you of telling you right where we are, because I think we're about 100. We have 139 opportunities now left. So we really are close, but we need you, and we can't let it go. We can't let our foot off the gas pedal. $12,816. So 1-800-323-9262.
That's right. That's right. Look, we are incredibly grateful to everybody who's done something. We can't believe what's happening. It's way beyond us. We can't take any credit at all. It's all you out there. You've done it. boy, this is really sensational, isn't it, Joan?
It's just amazing. And it's and don't think that all of us don't just go in Alan's office and just sort of stare at each other and say,
We never came close to anything like this. And it's just that people are really, really concerned. Anyway, we have a couple of things we want to talk about, right?
Yes, we have. So let's go to those, and then we'll do some more letters, okay. And then we'll get going. So just so you know, we are at the we need $12,500.
Oh boy, we're halfway
there. All right.
Okay. So let's talk about Elizabeth Warren.
Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren. You will remember that Elizabeth Warren is running for president of the United States. You will also remember that she and the president has been they've been going at it over he very despairingly calls her Pocahontas. Well. Now, Elizabeth Warren is apologizing for calling herself Native American. She said on Tuesday that she was sorry that she identified herself as Native American for almost two decades, reflecting her ongoing struggle to quiet a controversy that continues to haunt her as she prepares to formally announce a presidential bid. Her comments more fully explain the regret she expressed last week to the chief of the Cherokee Nation, the first time she said she was sorry for claiming American Indian heritage.
But here, look, let's face it. First of all, Elizabeth Warren is a star in the Democratic Party. All the polling, despite all of the Trump nonsense coming down on her and doing all of that stuff, all the polling shows Elizabeth Warren to be extraordinarily popular. So this is traditional what you do in politics. You got some kind of millstone hanging around your neck, and you get out in front of it as early as you can and then say, oh, we talked about that, you know, later on. So she's got to get that out of the way, whether she can or not, I don't know. But she is polling extremely well. I think that's something to remember.
Terry Gibson may have a different view.
What? On a policy front, I do certainly agree with where she stands on just about every issue, and I think she could be a great candidate, except that I think by the time we get to the election, those who are looking for an alternative to Donald Trump are going to want somebody who is authentic and sincere and honest, and the fact that she has actually established a fairly long record of using this American Indian heritage issue all the way back into her law career, her teaching career, and into her political career, and is now still confronting it. She's made a video about it. She got tested. She sort of took Donald Trump's bait on this issue, and that has backfired on her. It seems like it's not going away, and okay. I don't think she's going to be able to let go of it.
I wonder, you know, if it's a matter from just this issue alone of how she can stay in front of it, and I think that's what it appears she's doing. I don't think this is a Rachel Dozio case with, you know, the leader of the NAACP, who was later found to
be black.
White. So I don't think it's as an extreme case as that issue. But I think what the proactive thing would be is if you look at the response from the Cherokee chief was, you know, I'm encouraged by these dialogues. If she really wants, still feels passionately about Native American issues, why not look at policies and things of relations in our country, okay. which has been under-talked about.
Okay, so she told a fib. Mm-hmm. I sit there in front of the television and I shake my head, or in front of the radio, and I say, she told a fib, and we have this character in the White House who lies and lies and lies and lies. What is going on here?
During the campaign, there's a tape of him saying he's going to grab women by the privates, mm-hmm. and is elected president of the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that she is not wrong in doing in her. I understand your point, Terry, of showing this consistency of not being true, but to Alan's point, I mean, at what point do you get away? You know, some things that the electorate allows you to, and then of course it gets into sexism and mm-hmm. and
well, I think that's all wrapped up to it, and what people will choose to believe or find likable, and what they'll hold on to. I think, you know, she's got to identify as a candidate, you know, who are her supporters and what does she support? How does she push through it in a way that communicates well with the people?
How much have we got into here, Joe?
We need right now to make our goal $11,871.
Oh, boy. We have 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Remember what I told you. It's got to be $1,000 a minute. We have no cushion here. Let's go, everybody, on the phone. And again, what do you get, Joe?
1-800-323-9262. $100 pledge to WAMC goes. The Seymour Fox Foundation will make it possible for 3 homeless people to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night. So you're helping WAMC, you're helping the homeless, all with a simple phone call or going to your computer.
And that ain't all. They get medical attention, they get meals, they get dental attention. I mean, this is really extraordinary.
The legal aid, all of the things that they need. The whole point once they get there is to keep them off the street and to help them and assist them. And again, in about 20 minutes or so, we'll be talking to Kevin O'Connor of Joseph's House about the work that they do and get into more detail. Look, we are $11,771 away from this. We need you. 1-800-323-9262. Can you find 117 people who want to help WAMC, want to help the homeless, and help us get this amazing, and Alan, you can speak to this foundation, the Goldberg Foundation of Albany, New York, $5,000 challenge.
And the Goldberg Foundation, very interested in finding cures and working with Alzheimer patients. It is an extraordinary group of people who really care about us and have always been there for WAMC. And frankly, I don't want to let them down. I mean, it's that simple.
1-800-323-9262. We're going to go to letters and just keep calling. Go to your computer, WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We are about $11,000 away.
Okay. Alan says, why is socialism a dirty word? The GOP has done a great job convincing people that the Red Scare is evil. What is so wrong with distributing power and wealth to the working class? Thoughts? Well, that's from the other Alan, and I will give him my thoughts. Socialism can be very, very good. And there is not a lot wrong with socialism, except that some of the great dictators in history have taken on the mantle of being socialists. You have Stalin, you have Mao, you have all of these other guys who did some very bad things. That's not socialism. That's dictatorship. Socialism is the public library, is the education, Jen, that you cover, that is free for everybody, except that it should be free for college too. And that would, and if you think that that makes me a socialist, I am, because I went to Hunter and I'll never forget it. It was free at the time, and now it's expensive.
You can also bet that Donald Trump has no idea what the word socialism means. What he's figured out is that that's a word that when he uses it, his base responds.
Yeah,
it's like
sure.
pushing a red button, sure. and that's all he needs to know.
Sure. Okay. And then Ray wrote to us, State of the Union fear-mongering, pretend it's 1933 Germany. Substitute the word Jews for illegal aliens. Very good point. Very good point. There's always got to be somebody who becomes the other, and becomes picked on.
I was really disturbed in the speech where he talked a little bit about the attack in Pittsburgh on the temple and the synagogue mm-hmm. there, and they had the SWAT team person there. But this is the same president who refused to come out and speak out against the horrors that happened in Charlottesville, which was, mm-hmm. at least in my lifetime, the closest we've come to a real KKK rally against Jews, and he refused to speak out about it.
How much, Joe? How much?
11. We have, we're in the 10,000s, $10,900.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262. We have about 11 minutes.
And $5,000 from the Goldberg Foundation, WAMC.org. Again, WAMC.org. Or go to the phones, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Joe.
1-800-323-9262. You're not only helping WAMC and you're not only helping the lockbox, but a $100 pledge to WAMC triggers the Fox Foundation to make it possible for 3 homeless people to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night. And that is in your name and the great work that you do by simply making a pledge this morning. 1-800-323-9262.
One quick thing, too,
sure.
that didn't come up and I think is still such an important issue and would address some of these issues that we're just talking about, too, is the importance of inclusion on the census. You know, if we're not taking a true snapshot of who our demographics are, whether it's who's Jewish, who's living in certain neighborhoods, who's, you know, facing what challenges with employment, then we're never going to have politicians who have the right information to make effective policies to disperse funds where they need to go.
And on a different subject first, just a second. One of the things that Mr. Trump did in last night's speech was to go after the partisan, quote, partisan investigations. Mm. And that really needs to be said during this time. You know, Elliot Engel said that I'm not after Trump, I'm after the truth. And I think that that's the thing that we all have to remember here. It was a very poignant part. He could not leave that out of his talk last night. Okay. Good morning, panel. I kind of agree with Alan regarding Ms. Abrams. Why Ms. Abrams? I would sum it all up to her strength and tenacity. The election was stolen from her. That needed to be reminded. And let's not forget the historic victory of those women who represent our diversity of Americans. It was a wise decision to put before America. Ms. Abrams' presence rang true for me. Of the former slave activist, abolitionist, and women's suffragette, Sojourner Truth's rousing speech, Ain't I a Woman? Thank you, Joe, for all your hard work and the time that each panelist sacrifices for their day, for their wit, wisdom, and views, and that's from Cordell.
We have 9 minutes and $9,811.
Oh, no,
$711.
We've got to do better. We've just got to do better. Everybody do something now. You know, you're going to walk it for yourself. Nobody's going to walk it for you. And Laurie says, Trump took away HIV educational support here and in other countries. It is infuriating that he tries to tout his success in this area and others. Thanks, Laurie.
Absolutely.
And not only on that, this guy always says when we get rid of Obamacare, we're going to have something better. But he has never, it's infuriating, said what that something that would make Americans healthier was. He is just a destroyer. He is not somebody who is presenting something that is better.
$8,900.
Oh, boy. Good morning, panel. Alan, I listen to this Trump speech. You, Terry, and Jen, and Joe, listen. We are not Fox News watchers. My guess is lots of moderates listen to this Trump speech. I ask whether I approved or disapproved of this speech. I would say approve. Why? Though I agree with most of your observations, I also agree with the New York Times. There were moments of grace which totally surprised me. The letter was too long, and I have to stop there. I'm so sorry. But as you remember, we have to keep these letters short.
$8,800.
Patricia says, investigations. I feel the most dangerous part of the speech was the part about the war and investigations. Please comment. We did already. Thank you for that. And John says, ABC and CBS polls detail a 70% approval rating by those who actually watched the speech. It leads one to think that maybe the majority of Americans would like to see a higher level of bipartisan cooperation in issues such as late terms, abortion, immigration, and infrastructure. That's from John. And good morning, panel, says Barbara. Education was mentioned when POTUS stated there should be more school choice. What does that mean? Does that mean the goal to end or diminish public education at primary and secondary level, based on who is Commissioner of Education, as you would think so?
That's exactly
excellent
what
point.
It means.
Yeah, that's the point.
TV showed Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos happily clapping along with other Republicans. Barbara, congratulations on the lockbox, says Barbara. Not yet, folks, not yet. Joe, where are we?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. We need $7,800, and we have 6 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Barbara, we're going to miss it. We are going to miss it. I think we're going to miss it. Barbara says, State of the Union Address.
So.
The State of the Union Address has become increasingly nauseatingly formulaic. People of all stripes are schlepped out, dangled before a numbingly appreciative audience, and tossed away like yesterday's garbage. And again, too long. So
I know, but a well-written letter.
Yeah.
That is good.
Well, I think that's the takeaway. If you take away anything, you know, focus on those stories. You know, focus on what was accomplished when people were supported. Focus on what was not accomplished when they weren't. I think that's a huge thing to keep promoting those stories as well.
All right, we have 6 minutes and we need $7,500. We can do this.
All right, we can
do this.
We can. Now let me ask you a question: is it worth $1,000 to join WAMC $3? A day, and also to save so many people who could literally freeze to death out on the streets without having this to go to. One life is worth it. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Let everybody do something now. Don't let it go down. $5,000 from the Goldberg Foundation. If we can do it, we can. I know we can. Go to WAMC.org. That's always a little bit behind in terms of our total, Joe. We can do this. 1-800-323-9262. Joe?
1-800-323-9262. Just what Alan said, we've got this $5,000 challenge that is with us that we just can't let go. If we complete this, we'll be at the $690,000 point in the lockbox, which is just stunning and amazing, and you will have been a part of it. Also, for your $100, if you pledge $100 to WAMC, that triggers the Fox Foundation to make sure that 3 homeless people stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night in your name. That is something that would not happen without your love and support, and we thank you for that. We need 69 people now, $6,900. We have 4 minutes and 45 seconds. We can do it. Everybody just has to do their thing. Everything on the table will count.
Everything on the table will count. If you're on the phone, it's going to count. If you're ringing, it's going to count. So everybody get going. We are so close to this. Joe, we can't let this go. We just can't.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. And we can do it. We need you. Whatever you can do, 1-800-323-9262.
There's so much passion out there for this radio station, folks. We're all in this together. We all made it happen together. There's nobody who deserves credit as much as somebody who gave $5 or $1,000 or whatever you can do. Do it now. Don't let it go. There's not that going to be that $5,000 on the table. We have the ability to do some real good here for people who are going to be freezing to death if we don't do it. 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262 or WMC.org.
64 people, $6,451.
Everybody in. Let's go.
Challenge 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, $6,000 now. $6,000, and we have just 3 minutes to do it in. So that $1,000 minute thing was going well, and now see where we're behind.
Can you do $1,000?
Yeah.
Can you give us $1,000? Can you give your station $1,000, $3 a day, so much down, so much on time? 1-800-323-9262.
I love when you say that.
So much down, so much on time.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We love you for everything that you've done,
and
we need 58 people right now. We just need 58 more people to love us. 1-800-323-9262. We just need that much more love. 1-800-323-9262.
Now, it will not be a disgrace if we don't make it. If we just don't make it, we don't make it. I mean, we can't kill ourselves here, although there are days we'd like to. 1-800-323-9262.
Took a somber turn, didn't it?
1-800-323-9262. A minute and a half. Let's go. Everybody in the pool. We're going to come back. We'll take a short break, and we'll let you know whether we made it. Right, Joe?
That's right. We can beg here for a minute. 1-800-323-9262. I will say that we're $3,000 away.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we have a minute to do it, and let's go. Let's go. Hubba, hubba.
323-9262.
Come on. Make it happen.
1-800-323-WAMC. And we are very close.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But we need you. 1-800-323-9262.
So close. I could touch it.
1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Jen Smith. Thank you very much. Thanks to Terry Gibson. Thank you for all your wonderful work. We appreciate it, and for getting us here and for putting up with our nonsense this morning, but hardly nonsense, and getting to the $690,000 point. We need $3,206.
Everybody on a phone will count.
We are going to trust that you do it. When we come back, we will update you. Please do whatever you can. We have a couple of nice gifts in there that just have to be authorized, and hopefully we'll make it. But do your part. Make sure it's so. 1-800-323-9262. Go online. Don't forget, $100 pledge to WAMC, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, will make it possible for 3 homeless people to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night. That is something that we all must help with. In addition to getting the $5,000 challenge from the Goldberg Foundation, I will just thank the Goldberg Foundation of Albany, New York, so much for what they've done this morning. And Alan, thank you very much. I know you have to go over and do another thing, but thank you.
Yeah, we're going to do something else.
All right. We'll be back right after this with more. We'll talk to Joseph's House right after this on WAMC.